understand. I don't hate her. I hate what she's become. I hate the illness.
Wouldn't it be better if you put her someplace?
You mean an institution? A madhouse? People always call a madhouse someplace, don't they? Put her in someplace.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to sound uncaring.
What do you know about caring? Have you ever seen the inside of one of those places? The laughing and the tears. And the cruel eyes studying you. My mother there. But she's harmless. She's as harmless as one of those stuffed birds.
I am sorry. I only felt... It seems she's hurting you. I meant well.
People always mean well. They cluck their thick tongues and shake their heads and suggest, oh, so very delicately. Of course, I've suggested it myself. But I hate to even think about it. She needs me. It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
When you dream, you only dream, you're Annabelle. All the secrets there inside you, Annabelle. Born beneath an emerald sky, Saint Annabelle.
But hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is hi.
And fuck this is both of you. Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast.
This is hi.
you're high.
Right, I am high. And you're...
Alright, that one works. Let's go, Andrew.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
You're welcome.
No, David, no.
I was going to keep you.
About 900.
Right. Moving right along as I edit
hope
this.
I get all of those in.
He's not going to edit all that.
Oh, my God.
Can't be bothered.
And for those of you who this makes no sense to, because Andrew has actually edited out, we just tried to say hello and good morning and welcome and everything. To open this podcast at least 10 times.
I think I'm high.
And you're welcome.
But you are Jamaican, so what's new?
Is that racist? He's from here. Can he be xenophobic of his own people? Is that possible?
Trump is.
Fair enough.
I guess it's kind of like, you know, when they talk about reverse racism, it's like reverse... xenophobism?
Bism?
Yeah.
So I don't have any trouble with alien
that
movies.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Shitty puns, this podcast is over.
I think that's actually the first place I heard xenomorph or anything like that. Xeno. So when someone said xenophobia, I was like, alien.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one-on-one. Ah, I get you.
I got that. Because I didn't know that they called the thing the xenomorph until recently, because who cares what they call
it? Yeah, it's the alien. Yeah, it's the alien.
Right? So, and it never clicked, but okay, that's kind of dumb. Yeah.
Sad that your brain works like that, but that's fine. You got there in the end. That's all that's important.
Oh, that's important. Yep. But moving right along, because this week we've got shit to get through.
Yep.
Right? We're going to be talking about the greatest movie of 2017.
I think you're pushing it. There's a John Wick that came out this year.
No, but I mean, pew pew.
We were talking about John Wick. I don't know what you said.
All right, cool. Yep.
No, I'm joking. This week we're going to be talking.
The Wilder People came out again this year.
It didn't. I checked many times.
Because he's building a top 10 from now.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's just Hunt from the Wilderness. He's like writing it down with an asterisk going like,
did it release anywhere this year? Damn it.
No, we're talking about Jordan Peele's latest film that came out earlier this year, Get Out.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean and you're hungry, my man.
So how long has this been going on? We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
Do you smoke in front of my daughter?
I'm gonna quit.
She'd take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
This movie involves a young couple, a young biracial couple, who... The young lady is taking her black boyfriend to her family up in the suburbs.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Right. Yeah. But something seems a little off. And he can't quite put his finger on it other than just feeling nervous.
Right. White people don't like black people. Yeah.
And so the movie proceeds. Damien.
Hi.
You avoided this movie because you don't like people.
Welcome.
I don't like horror movies.
Okay, you don't like horror movies. But you like the guy who made this.
Yeah, he made Keanu, and Keanu is truly spectacular.
He also made a TV show for like 10 years.
Dave Chappelle made a TV show, and he and someone else copied Dave Chappelle's template. They cheated off his homework.
But he still made some good stuff
there. It was good, but they were cheating.
I said...
But you don't like horror movies.
I actually started watching that show the other day again, just because I was testing something out with Hulu, and it was the first thing that came up. And I was like, yeah, sure. I ended up watching 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's real good.
Hey, you want to do that again? Start watching the Chappelle show. And you're like, oh, right, this show is awesome.
Yeah, that show is awesome.
You can do it with season 2 or 30 Rock too. You just go, I remember liking this. And you watch season 2 and you're like, oh no, the season is done. And the day is also done. And I've done nothing today. Damn you, Netflix.
But Damien.
Yes.
You like this funny guy. But you don't like horror movies.
Not really.
How did this movie play for you?
I really love this movie. Like, a lot. And it's like... I've avoided having this conversation for a long time. The all horror is in capital H horror. So when I make blanket statements like, I don't like horror movies, it sounds dumb. And I use that because most horror movies that I've seen are hot garbage. Even the ones that people say are good, they're really not good. And the only ones I've ever found myself liking are the ones that look at the genre and go, how about we go around the outsides of the genre and like fan further out? So it's not just the stupid Freddy Krueger, Jason type horror. It's not the
slasher.
Right, slasher nonsense. Trick or Treat was one that I really enjoyed, but that one is basically making fun of all horror movies. So too, Cabin in the Woods. It's basically the same thing, just more graphic.
The Vivitch.
That is where I fucked up. I watched The Vivitch. And tried my hardest to not like that movie. I tried hard. I did not want to watch that movie again. I watched it the first time and went, yes, I'm vindicated. This movie sucks.
I know you guys aren't here to see what just happened, but Damien literally just popped his collar as he said that.
And deservedly so, because that movie does so.
Yeah.
I still have not watched it the second time to prove myself wrong.
That is where I done fucked up. I watched that movie a second time. And I don't, like, I explained it on the podcast already, But every time I run it back through my head, I don't remember the movie I saw the first time. Because the second viewing of that movie was so good that it shook my confidence as a person.
Damien might like horror movies.
And so when people were going,
I wonder if I can get that moment for musicals.
Well, no. You've tried many times. Just keep striking out. When people kept talking about this movie as, you know, something special and whatever, whatever, I was just like, listen, the trailer seems funny. Because in the trailer, there was a point where a lady just kept saying no nonstop. And went, that seems pretty good. But it was still a horror movie, and that's how everyone described it. The thing is, this movie, like, it isn't really a horror movie. Like, there's suspenseful things in it, and at the end there's like a big finale, but at no point is there like a monster or people,
white people,
right killing people or what. Like, there's nothing that scary, like, on the face of it. Like, you clearly, there was something not right, but it wasn't like the movie wasn't trying to outwardly like, listen, I'm going to freak you out, there's going to be jump scare. Like, it didn't do any of that. It just slowly brought you down this path.
But aren't those the best horror movies?
But are they horror movies, though?
Yes,
like,
they
what
are.
What other movies
are... Like, here lies my definition of a horror movie, right? Because you're talking about all these other subgenres, like slasher and all those things, which all are well and good to be under the big umbrella of horror. But the thing I... focus.
The big leaky umbrella. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the big leaky umbrella of horror, right? There's a horror musical somewhere in there. We'll find it one day, right?
Dear God, no.
the thing that I focus on the most when it comes to horror movies, especially the ones that I love, right, isn't so much that they were, like, jump scary or all of these other things, violent or whatever, but that I could understand a fear from the creator's perspective. And this movie, if anything, is that, right? Which is a fear that you can, like, we've heard it in multiple documentaries, to find it put in this fashion, as opposed to just have someone sit down and tell you, yo, I lived through the 60s and them times were rough, right? This is just a fascinating way to put that forward. And in that vein, this movie is a horror movie, top to bottom.
Right. So the thing that the movie that I actually went back to, because I needed to be because I remember it happening, but I wasn't clear. There's a scene in Monsters University where they are basically constructing horror. They're like, listen, these are all the elements, and we can structure these one by one and freak these people out. And that was the first movie that someone really, like, explained the building blocks of horror. And then once I started looking at it like that, I went, all right, I guess it works in this life. Also,
so what you're saying?
Yes. is that a cartoon got me through this? Yes.
Monsters, a Pixar movie.
Yes.
Helped you to fuller appreciate the horror genre.
Yes. In his defense, I think Pixar movies get many people through tough times.
Yes.
You know how many people Inside Out helped?
Right.
Aww.
I was shook, so I needed Pixar to help me.
Because they know that if ever you're in trouble, you open the newspaper and shout about the news! Yeah,
that's what everyone's doing right now. Don't you see where they got it?
100% accurate. The thing that, like, I had to essentially give up while watching this movie and accepting it as a horror movie is that the movies that I instantly dismiss as bad movies when they're in the horror genre are things that my brain immediately goes, that is stupid. And then that is the end of the movie, right? So it's the thing with the Babadook. All of that. Like, the entire time watching that, I was just like, this, like, they don't show me the monster. I'm not afraid. Like, it's a book. They're reading it. This is stupid. Leave the house and burn the book. Like, what on? And that is what my brain does. But this movie spent so long getting to that point. But that by the time they got to the crux of it and what these white people are doing.
Part.
Yeah, I just went, boy, this is dumb. But I like this movie too much, so let's do this. And actually, instead of being upset, I started to enjoy the fact that they're like, this is the stupid thing that we're doing. And they made it, like, they didn't try to ground it in any reality. They're just like, this is dumb. And so let's go forward with it. Like, they're not, and that is the thing I think I appreciate about all of the horror movies, with the exception of The Witch. All of the other horror movies, like, they're basically poking fun at the genre. They're like, listen, this horror shit is stupid, so let's just run with it. And watching this, the entire, watching all the performances,
oh,
watching my boy, the TSA agent.
That's you.
That's you. Yeah, that is literally me.
So essentially,
sex slaves.
What you're saying is that, is that you consider this shit handled.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a scene where he goes to the police.
Oh. And Douglas had to point it out to me. That's Pam from...
Yeah.
I didn't...
But, I mean... Oh, okay. Yeah, that scene.
The only scene in my mind that rivals that scene for its goodnosity is a DMX scene in a prison. For exactly what I wanted to happen happening on screen, it is perfect. She's just like, stay right here. And she just calls you two more people. I was like, tell us again. With a straight face. And then just watching them, they're just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Sex slaves.
Because I've heard people say dumb things. I'm like, with a serious face, I'm like, give me a second. I just need to call somebody. And I'm calling other people. I say, explain to me. Because there's a guy, there's a lot of people at work, but there's one guy in particular. He's like, oh, there's a this place in Alaska where there's radio frequencies and they're using it to control the weather. And it was going on and on. I'm like, stop. Stop. I went and called people and I'm like, come. No, and I wasn't paying attention. How does that work? And we're just sitting there. I was like, yeah. So that is how they control the weather. And I just turned around and was like, mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, no, yeah, that's
don't
pretty
say
good.
I didn't do anything for you guys.
Yeah, it was worth. They're like, damn, I thought this was going to be a stupid waste of time, but this is worth. You've lost your mind. All of this movie is so, oh God, like damn it, this is so good.
The first hour of this movie, just playing with that tension and the thing that you... Everyone wants to say out loud, but you can't put your finger on it. Right? The acting from the people like Bradley Whitford as the father, who just knows how to put on that layer of just cheese of every dumb thing that he says. Right?
My man.
I'd have voted for Obama one more time, but the law didn't allow it.
The daughter is the most impressive.
She's
to
from
me.
Girls.
Oh, that's great. Because there's a point where I thought, I like this movie even more now. Well,
you know, it's funny, so I guess we've gotten to
are we going to call it or do you want to say something before we definitively open those gates?
It's a spoil.
Okay, well, alright, before we definitively open that gate, and
I
guess
I might beep
that. I was about to say, right. we'll need to bleep that out. So, just to track back a little bit, this movie, funnily enough, and Damien talks about how he needed to get a life coach to help him to understand the horror genre.
Sully got him through it,
yeah.
Yes.
So, funnily enough, this movie reminds me actually a lot of another movie that Andrew, you and I like, and that Damien, not so much. What's the name of it? It's the
Fantastic Beasts.
Jesus Christ. You're gonna screw with me even more.
8 millimeter.
Yeah. No.
8 mile. 8.5.
It's a Shyamalan movie where they go The Visit is what it's called. Yeah. This reminds me a lot of that movie. If you think about just the construct of it, right? Where these children go on a visit out in the woods to a place where it's kind of remote. You can't necessarily just be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going home. And there's something not right. Can't put your finger on it. And they keep trying to explain it. And it kind of makes sense what they're saying, but not really. That's exactly what this movie is. Now, obviously, Shyamalan turned a knob that that Peel didn't turn, right? But it's a very similar construct.
Except one is really good. And Shyamalan sucks.
But this movie is pretty decent. I think I went into this the wrong way because, well, I guess you would have had the hype behind you as well.
Yeah.
But I like this movie.
He had Mace behind him just going like, what up?
Mace is your hype man?
Huh? I was trying to think of Memphis Bleak. Memphis Bleak was the name I was trying to think of.
Memphis Bleak? What? Is
no,
hype man?
No spliff star?
Exactly. That is
come on.
Hype man in number one. Come on. Right? Our Puff Daddy just screaming yes, yes, y'all in the background. Manny Fresh just non-stop talking the entire track.
Cash money is an army, better than Navy. Alright, okay, so yeah. I went to into this movie with everybody not saying that this movie was good. They didn't say this movie was great. They said this was the best movie ever made in the universe of movies that included galaxies far, far and away. Right?
This movie was twin hype.
Right. And what also got me was the fact that everybody kind of inferred. They were like, yo, there's a twist. Which, of course, I got 5 minutes in. Like, no fucking shit, guys. It's not... It's kind of straightforward.
As I said to you when you were talking about that, I'm like, I know you're going to get, like, 80% of it. But there'll be a 20% section.
Nope. There was no... I'll tell you, no. The only thing was there was 1 second late in the game where I questioned myself just a little bit. But my day one theory was exactly what it was.
And their purpose as well.
Well, listen, I don't think purpose has anything to do with what the movie is or what the ending is and what the twist is. I decided that this is what they were doing. I don't need to know why they were doing
sex slaves.
Right?
Sex slaves.
Which, by the way, not a bad guess.
Close. Wrong, but close.
I like this movie, don't get me wrong, but it definitely, I need to watch it a few more times, maybe give it a break, to kind of peel away all the layers of the hype.
Like Keanu.
Right?
I see what you
There's no key in this.
But anyway, on to the, honest, do you have something to say?
It's great. I think I've said most of what
great,
I want
great,
to say.
Great. So on to the spoilers.
So we're calling it here. Yeah. If you feel you don't want to hear anything, now is when you check the notes and you fast forward to the next section.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah. So guys, if you want to not know about the
spoilers,
please switch to
Andrew. You know Andrew won't insert the timer. Right? Like, you understand.
You can read it on the podcast.
It's going to make me sound like an asshole.
I'm going to leave it exactly as that. Including us saying this part.
Alright. But yeah, so as I said, I totally caught it. It was clear that they were going to take him. There was some sort of brainwashing situation going on, and the family was involved. And from day one, I decided that the girl was involved too. Right? Now, as I said to you, there was a half a second, and I'll tell you exactly where I questioned myself and thought, like you, mm-hmm. are they brainwashing her? Did they mm-hmm. hypnotize her? Mm-hmm. It was when she was looking for the keys.
Yeah. That was the point. She was like looking really hard.
Real hard.
Like, you hear her touching the keys and she's like, I can't find it.
I was thinking,
do they just wipe her every time and send her out?
Exactly, right? So
because she was so convincing.
Half of me was like, no, Douglas, this is horseshit. Yeah. You're right. And the other half was, are you sure mm-hmm. though? Like, they could have hypnotized her.
And guys,
is she even her daughter?
I love the way she looked when she changed.
Yes.
Right? Oh, so like, not just in that scene, but like everything you saw afterwards. Where she just switched over back to whatever normal her is.
she Don Corleone the shit out of that role, right? She went from Al Pacino before to Al Pacino after mm-hmm. Godfather 1. It was pretty good. And so that was great. Her, like, as you said, transformation. Mm-hmm. And especially her franticness and just all of those emotions, those fake emotions that she put in.
The acting be good.
Yeah. Mm. And do you know who I was real impressed with? Even though a lot of her character was one-dimensional, was Grandma / Maid. Mm-hmm. She was great.
Douglas.
That one scene where you see, like, there's something underneath trying to tell him there's something mm-hmm. wrong. And she just, that's she's that scene a, where it's like, no, 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 like, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Oh, like, I enjoy, like, once it was explained what they were doing with them mm-hmm. and that she was the grandmother, like, that just made that scene
so much better.
So much better.
And then you knew that was the grandfather. Right. The other guy was probably the woman's husband.
So, like, because they did the thing where the phone thing flashed the husband and he, like, flipped out and, like, that is real weird. But, of course, they hypnotized him back to whatever it was. And so I thought all of it was hypnotism. I just went, oh, they're just hypnotizing these black people to be nice to white
people. Sex slaves,
right. And then once you saw them, because I'm like, that seems really mundane for a horror movie. And so once they took the next step, I'm like, all right, that's stupid. But now that you're in this situation, that wouldn't have been a situation you would have seen before. Because mm-hmm. it felt weird, but none of it felt like there's no moving chandeliers or like, fuck all this, I am leaving right now. Like, the instant he was like, these people are freaking me the fuck out. And he went to talk to the girl and he's like, I am leaving tonight. You're like, yeah, of course you're leaving today. That is the correct decision. And they're like, no, dog. You're not leaving anywhere. At that point, I went, yeah, this is, like, all of it up until this point is logically what I would have... Like, there would have been no way for me to go, all right, no.
He did something dumb. Yeah. He should have left 15 minutes earlier.
And so once they caught him and, like, tied him to the chair and explained the whole thing, I was like, this is the final act. Let's see how they horror movie their way out of this. And then it went to horror movie tropes. But by that point, I was so on board that none of it mattered.
Like,
and
you were rooting for him to get out of like, habits.
Yeah, no. Let's see you. And I also like that even when he was escaping, there was a point he's just like, listen, I could go upstairs or burn down this house or whatever. But I have no time for that shit. I am leaving right now. I'm going through the door. Now I don't need to murder the rest of people.
I'm out.
I am straight up leaving.
I'll worry about the police who stops me on the side of the road later.
Later. I am leaving. He's not like, alright, these people are trying to murder me. I'm not leaving here till everybody's dead, which is the dumbest thing. Like, no dog, you need to leave. And he's like, I'm going to leave. Right. Oh, that scene with the cup. Oh, Lord.
I love all that final it. Scene when he's... Well, it wasn't him, but mm-hmm. The girlfriend's shot, mm-hmm. and he's like over her, and then you see the cop car come, mm-hmm. and you see her, the mind switch on, and she's right, like, yeah. "People are racist," yes. and she's just like, "Oh no, this yeah. black man," uh-huh. and then he's like, "Fuck, people like, are racist."
Jesus
so he
Christ.
Gets up I'm and he puts his hands up, and he's like, "I know,
yeah.
I know,
yeah.
just take me away from yeah. these white.
Just don't shoot me, for Christ's sake, don't shoot me.
Even if you put me in prison,
yeah, that's fine. Like,
get that me was, away from yeah. these white people.
That was
all right.
so good. Mm-hmm. That was so good. But as you said, there's so many scenes that just." I was surprised at how good looking and how well directed this movie was. He
didn't direct Keanu, by the way.
No, I know. Yeah. And that's why, because I haven't seen him direct anything. And clearly, he knows how to. Yeah. But it's just, you know, you watch something and you're like, well, I like him, so mm-hmm. I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. He probably has my sense of humor.
Right.
So I'll watch this thing make fun of horror, mm-hmm. which it kind of did for a while. Yeah. But it's a pretty good movie, a well-directed movie. You know, you talk about, like, all of these scenes, the scenes where he gets hypnotized. Mm-hmm. There's even, like, in the beginning where... I thought it was dumb, again, making fun of the whole horror tropes, where, I can't remember what it is, something in the background of the apartment or something kind of comes out almost like a jump scare, mm-hmm. and you hear the soundtrack go, perf, you know, like, it's just,
yeah.
but he did pretty well for himself on this one,
boy.
From a direction like, standpoint, and the casting clearly, like, these people... acted the shit out of
him. He'll have to try hard to
also,
get me
off
his bandwagon.
Also, can we talk about that opening scene with just the Atlanta dude just walking down the street?
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Right. He's just like, right.
Tonight,
he's just like,
turn around.
Listen.
He says, no.
He's like, jeez. Like, look. I can't. Not. He's like, I don't care what.
Not me.
I'm not, like, just leaving. That guy, like the first time I saw the lead actor was in some British series. I know he was in Black Mirror.
I think he's in Black Mirror.
No,
he's a bicycle man. Right,
but I saw him before in something else. By Any Means or something like that. And I saw him, and then when I saw him again in Black Mirror, I go. I didn't really like his performance in Black Mirror.
And so when I saw him
in this, I went, all right, I guess some British guy. And so, but everything about his accent, like none of it felt.
Yeah, yeah, like, accent was good.
And it was, this movie is, like, it was so good that I thought
apparently
for a second.
In Sicario.
Yeah, he was in Sicario.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
all.
Man.
I should watch that movie.
He's
again.
A partner. He's her partner at the start of the movie.
Okay.
At the start of Sicario, she has a black partner, and he was mocking her about her shitty draws.
Well, I hope he wasn't her white partner. I mean,
the reason I said that is because there was other people later in the movie that were black and were on her team.
Oh, apparently he's in Babylon.
That is where I saw him. Right.
But that's after. That's way after Black
But that's
Mirror.
What I saw him in first.
No, we watched Black Mirror before this show came out.
Isn't it Black Mirror season 2?
Black Mirror...
I think it's the latest season.
No, yeah, it's not. It the no, the bicycle season? One is from the early seasons that we watched and we reviewed on this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
I guess I was misremembering it. Anyways.
I need to watch that show. I watched the first episode
but
and
don't,
just didn't.
Just don't.
No? It's not good?
It's too long. It's not worth... There's no payoff.
Yeah. That's how I felt, which is why I just kind of didn't. But a girl is in it.
Yeah. And the police commissioner, he is...
I like him.
Oh,
he's,
Jesus, he's good.
We're not talking about this TV show.
But
what's his name again?
There's no payoff.
I can't remember his name.
Doesn't
but
matter.
I like him in other things. He's
I really... was surprised.
James Nesbitt. Yes. That's who it is. I like him a lot.
I really was surprised by how good Get Out was. And the problem I'm going to have going forward. Minor thing. The problem I'll have going forward is that Andrew now has more ammunition.
Of course he does.
I fucked up with the witch. I know that.
You could have kept it to yourself.
But there's not. I couldn't. I had to admit. You have to be a bigger man at some point, Uncle. I was wrong. And I didn't want, like, years from now, you're talking about the witch, and it slips out. I'm like, I think the witch, and he's like, wait a second. And you stabbed me with something in the neck. But with the witch and this, Andrew will feel even more empowered to give me shitty horror movies. And now he has a two-pronged attack. He's going to go, it's like the witch in this way, and it's like Get Out in this way. And he's just going shake.
There's a scene where police hear a dumb story and call over other police with serious faces.
And then while the deepest part of me is like, Andrew's wrong because Andrew is wrong. Now I have two outliers that I can look at and go, but what if I can add to these?
What if they aren't outliers?
Didn't you like It Follows as well?
No. I watched it a second time and I was less impressed the second time.
I had to watch it a second time and make sure that I didn't like this horror movie.
No.
Because it's a horror movie.
No, right. That I wanted to watch it a second time to verify that it sucks. When I watch it, I'm like, this is okay. The ending isn't what I wanted.
Oh, the ending is exactly... Damien, when me and Andrew were watching this movie, maybe from like the 15 to the 30 minute mark up until the end, every 5 minutes I'd turn to Andrew and say, Andrew, this is what they need to do.
They just need
to keep having... Or whatever it was. And that's the solution. And I thought, because it was the dumbest answer. And you know me and dumb jokes, right? And that's exactly the answer that they came up with.
No, no. I don't... I'm not upset because the thing isn't dead. Mm-hmm. That is not my objection. My objection is just how they went through the whole song and dance and everything. Right? I wanted it to murder all of them. And then have to find other people. Like, it should have ended with you going, but if all of them
are dead...
And then
the world is dead.
Yeah. If all of the people that it is supposed to kill are dead,
it's just virgins.
It die? And you just,
it's just babies.
No, you just find something else to murder. But it just... Like, they're just walking along and like, oh no, this... They just didn't... I just felt like they just didn't come up with a proper ending to the movie. But again, my love of horror movies is non-existent, so I was looking for things not to like.
No, I think we can officially now say it's been upgraded to limited.
Right, right. Severely limited.
No. Uh-huh. Just limited.
Damn it.
I'd
like to retract everything I said.
It's recording.
Everything I said in
it's
the podcast.
Nope, not happening. It's on record.
Can you download The Division on that computer
again? It's already there.
Damn it. Andrew, you play with fire.
They're on different hard drives.
Once bitten, twice divided.
Moving right along. I wanted to mention something. Mm-hmm. Number one. For anyone listening, if you're interested, I actually recorded an episode of the Matinee Cast last week. You can go and listen to that
at
Ryan's podcast, the Matinee Cast.
Is it at the Ryan's podcast.com? Hold on, let me check this out.
I'm going to buy the domain by
that's,
the time.
That's how the internet works.
It's over at thematinee.ca. You can go and listen to it. We talked about Out of Sight.
Right.
Moving on. I saw a movie that I think the two of you should watch.
The Devil?
Nope.
Damn it.
It's worth a try.
Podcast. There's a thing before it.
Stop it. I saw a documentary by the name of Becoming Bond,
which
is about George Lazenby. mm-hmm. And about him becoming Bond. But it's not just the making of documentary where he tells stories of like he was on set and oh, that mm-hmm. was a funny day. It literally is him telling his whole life story. Mm-hmm. And what I think is, first of all, you guys like to say, but no one's really that important, and sure, but it doesn't matter that someone is sitting in front of you and there's an interesting story of his life going on. And what definitely helps it, I think, especially for Douglas in this, is that there's a lot of recreation going on in this movie. So it's almost as if he's just narrating a movie about himself. At one point,
humorous.
At one point, they get Jeff Garlin to play one of the people, and he just calls people idiots all the while. It's fun. I didn't know that much about him other than he was in the one Bond movie, mm-hmm. and yeah, he had an interesting, fun life. And even if 80% of it is wrong or misremembered, it's still a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I found it quite entertaining. I think you guys will also find it quite entertaining.
So, becoming Jaime Bond? Alright,
that's cool. Yeah. That's what I wanted to mention.
I saw Baby Boss.
Good?
It's really good.
No, it's not.
It really is.
They're making a part two, you know that, right?
That is the part that is...
You're helping them right now.
Yeah, that's not good. But I saw this 1 week after Lego Batman, and I'm not sure which one I like more. Which is crazy. It's a crazy thing to say. Because it means that I've accepted that a movie called Lego is good. And I did that with the first movie, but my brain still won't accept that Lego is a movie.
I rewatched the first Lego movie. That movie's like super good.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. Because the word Lego... is in front of it.
Are you ready for Ninjago?
No. I don't want them to...
Are you ready for Marvel Lego?
Everything.
Are you ready for the Lord of the Rings Lego movie?
There is... In Baby Boss, there's a Lord of the Rings... There's a couple Lord of the Rings jokes. Because there's an alarm clock that is a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wizard keeps saying lines from Lord of the Rings. And... It's really good. I want to oversell it because it's dumb jokes. But I really did enjoy... Alec Baldwin is killing it in the movie. It's good. I don't get it. What is... Like... When I watched Zootopia last... It was last year, right? I went, this seems bad. Let's give this a try. And then I enjoyed that one. And then... Because it's supposed to just be Pixar, right? Pixar makes the good ones. And everyone else makes garbage.
And then you don't need Dragon, to watch. And you have Dragon in the middle.
Right. And then every now and again you have a Dragon movie. Or the first...
the Shrek movie.
Kung Fu Panda movie. No, the Shrek movie is... No. I went... Shrek even good. Even at the time, I wasn't on board with those movies.
That's because you're a baby.
That's true. But it seems everyone has stepped their game up with these. I mean, Minions still suck because it's trash. Yeah, no, the Minion movies are terrible.
I like Despicable Me
is good. Yeah. But the Minion movies, they're just bad. The jokes are too broad to be funny. Like, they're definitely targeting kids. There's nothing for adults in that one. Now that I'm much of an adult, I'm watching Baby Boss. I'm a child. Playing Pokemon.
So how much does Baby Boss... My life is
terrible.
How much does Baby Boss speak to Trump's America?
No, it's not. Like, he's not... There's no jokes about Trump in it. I guess because it takes them 3 years to make these
like
movies.
Like five.
Right. I think the next one, though, oh boy. Baby Boss 2.
You know who didn't step up their game? Sausage Party. That movie's bad.
Yeah, no, that's not that great.
Sausage Party is the... Right.
The Seth Rogen one.
Yeah. I tried for good... I think about half... It took me halfway through the movie to just go, no, I think this movie sucks.
Imagine being in the theater.
I cannot. There's no way I'd go.
Like the only saving grace I have that for that movie is the actual story of being in the theater, which is you didn't get to the end. Mm. But at the end, there's a whole orgy scene.
Yeah.
Where they just go like, "We did it," and they're just like, "Now we're all having sex."
Right.
And it's food on food, sex everywhere, and all of Jamaica got up and left the theater. Yeah. That's why, like, no,
nope,
because boy food can't have sex with boy food.
Everybody knows that. It's in the Bible, Douglas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I know, to some people, you might feel like hurt, but I laughed watching those reactions.
I laugh at homophobia all the time because it is hilarious. doesn't make any sense. At least not to me. Doesn't make any sense. Something incredible is happening. Football is finished.
That is not incredible.
And so now there's more sports.
No. I think it's actually by summer. Definition, if one sport finishes, filled there's less sports.
With sports. Sports and sport. I am not working.
Listen, there is a Confederation Cup.
You're taking a summer holiday.
Aye.
It's school day. It's school time again.
I am going to.
You're on summer vacation.
Enjoy me some sports. Oh, God. Guys, all right, listen. I said this every week. Douglas continues to ignore me because he doesn't give any fucks. Formula One is incredible this year.
Actually, Andrew can tell you, he caught me watching a little bit of Formula One.
And
then
he ran off.
Sunday, I think it was.
It's only 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The races happen basically every other week. But people need to watch for two reasons.
Let me tell you about
Formula One. There's actual competition this year. And two, just to see what people can do with cars when you don't have to make them cars.
Let me tell you about Formula One. Now, I recall you started watching the NFL, I believe it was.
Yes.
And you had problems with how it was presented to you because
they don't explain
anything. So I, and granted, I caught it in the middle, right? I didn't watch from the beginning where, you know, you could see everybody line up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kind of have a grasp of the names because, as I said to you, well, how I explained it to Andrew is, you don't need to be 15 years old to drive a car fast. So you have longer careers.
Right.
And when I was at my first big job, somebody I worked with was a huge Formula One fan. And because of that, he used to always talk about the names. So I kind of know
some of the names,
right?
Because they're still there.
Yeah, they're still there. And this is like from 11 years ago now. So that's a long time. But anyway. A lot of them are still here. And I turned it on because I was testing something. And I just, for whatever reason, kept watching for maybe 10, 15 minutes. And I realized I had no clue what was going on. And a big part of that was the commentators.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys would just talk about anything. Was it
MSNBC?
Well, it was the NBC
Sports Network.
Sports Network.
Right. MSNBC. Yeah. NBC Sports Network.
Yeah.
That is your problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those guys are bad.
Because those guys, I mean, they were talking about Formula One related things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they'd be talking about, I'm just calling names here, Lewis Hamilton, when Vettel was on the screen.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, but I don't understand what's going on and what am I seeing and why is this, you know.
I'll have to apologize on their behalf. The commentary on NBC Sports Network for Formula One is trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because one of those guys is a transplant from England, and one of them is American, and so they haven't been together long enough to, I mean, I don't think they, even with more time, they're going to be better talking, like, at each other, like, doing the dual commentary thing, because there's, like, it doesn't feel coherent between them. And the British guy, he thinks that he has to talk around everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a lot. And none of what he says makes a lot of sense. So their commentary isn't good. But they don't do the thing that the NFL does. Like, no. Like, if you can watch Sky or literally anybody else. The assumption, because they move from place to place, the first part of the race is just explaining how the track works.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle part is explaining how the pit stops have to work.
Yeah, and they were definitely doing that. At the end,
it's just a dead sprint. Mm-hmm. So they can, like, use graphics and show you all the overtakes and whatever. But all of that is in the same time a football match. Less time than a football match mm-hmm. takes. And there's no breaks in the action.
Mm-hmm. By the way, they went to commercial breaks.
Yeah, that is another like, thing that they do.
Do they do that anywhere else?
Abroad, no.
Because
no,
that
don't.
Makes no sense. Even though the one thing that I would say is that even with, I think football is probably the biggest one where people don't go to ads. Everybody mm-hmm. else has come. They're allotted slots for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Even football has halftime.
Yeah.
Right? So this doesn't
right.
have
it that. Doesn't have any of that.
So I can imagine that this must be not a very, from a dollars and cents perspective, mm-hmm. you probably don't make a lot of money from advertising.
There's ads literally on every inch of those cars.
No, I know. No. But that's not mm-hmm. the channel making money. Yeah. Is what I mean. The channel doesn't make money
Formula
from
Formula One
the
is
channel
a...
has to sell like, this is the Lexus halftime report or,
right.
you know.
Formula One is such a luxury sport mm-hmm. that they make all of their money from like the top 10-15% of people. Like
no, but you see, you keep forgetting. No, so there are two sides of the thing, right? Formula One makes shitloads of money.
Right. Right?
I'm talking about NBC.
No, I know. I know, but I guess they're just like sport is sports. People come for the sports, yeah. stay for the sports. But this year there's genuine competition, and that is what is exciting about Formula One. And the cars are barely cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like
is
more
Thor
so than,
winning right now?
Yeah.
Is Thor winning right
yeah,
now?
Yes, Thor is definitely winning.
Okay, cool.
Most of the, like, when you think a car
Zemo
about
right.
a car, you're like,
yeah, but
engine.
The Hulk crashed, like, right.
No, the Hulk wasn't in that movie.
It's engine four wheels. And what they've built with these cars. I hate both of you so much.
Zemo right. was the other guy.
There's also tennis. French Open started Sunday. You guys can do that.
We spoke about this. Stop talking about open football like
right.
it's a real sport.
I'm going to watch tennis.
I used to like tennis.
World Championships of Athletics is coming up mm-hmm. in London 2012 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Champions League final is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
And that's the end of football for the summer. And there's NBA, the finals.
Not watching that.
I know. But there's so much sports.
NBA
I'm so,
can...
So happy. Oh, God.
Can't
so
wait for
happy.
NFL to come back.
Me too. I hope the Seahawks suck. Hear that they're trying to get Colin Kaepernick. It was like backup QB.
What do you mean trying to get Colin Kaepernick? I thought Colin Kaepernick was begging people to take him on.
Whatever. this
because
year,
apparently kneeling down is like,
yeah,
you know.
This year, I'm going to need you two
uh-huh.
and the entire NFL network to be better at explaining the rules.
I haven't watched a sport in so long. There
especially
are, I'm sure there are
at the
of
end of the Super Bowl championships.
They
don't want people Googling wrong rules.
They
it's
like
a bad look. That is a bad look.
Did you Google wrong rules, Andrew?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Horseshit rules.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember I left at halftime, right?
Yes. Because yeah. you rightly assumed this shit is over.
Yup.
Right? And when the second half started and the Atlanta owner was like pop locking it, so it's like fuck all y'all people are like moonwalking out of the stadium. Right? Can't believe they lost that game. So bad. Oh Lord. But I'm going to need you all to help me. Right? Last season was a trial by fire, but I had a beacon to hang on to. Hating the Seahawks.
Yes.
This season, though, I'm going to need it to be a sport.
Do you love somebody now? Do you like
no,
somebody
I
now?
No, I still vehemently hate the Seahawks.
No, but I'm asking, is there any other team that you like?
I should like the number one team at football.
No, you're
just
not
to
allowed
have
to.
Everyone.
You're not allowed to. No, no.
But if not, I enjoyed watching Dak Prescott and what's his name from the Cowboys, the two rookies that were incredible for the Cowboys.
And you see the fun thing about NFL,
because no one knows anything about them like me. They're brand new.
The thing about NFL, right? So unlike football, mm-hmm. You can like a team and that team is just bad forever and mm-hmm. goes into nothingness. In the NFL, because there's no relegation and mm-hmm. there's all... Well, you watch basketball, so yeah. it's the same mm-hmm. system. On a long enough timeline, mm-hmm. your team will be the best.
Unless they're the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's true.
They're going to be shit
didn't
forever.
Win it once.
Never. It's never been done. Like, that's impossible.
Forever ago.
It's narrow. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Might as well ask me if Campion won Manning Cup.
Has Campion won Manning Cup?
The same amount of times the Cleveland Browns won. The Super Bowl. They won it on the 1st and the 2nd of February.
Oh, sweet.
Sports!
So, moving right along. Is there anything else anyone wants to bring up? Nope.
I watched The Handmaiden.
Still?
Show. Still?
Handmaiden's Tale?
God damn it! Yes!
Yes! Because right. we've seen The Handmaiden
before.
Yeah,
we before. Have seen The Handmaiden a couple
My
of times.
My sister made that mistake. She didn't watch The Handmaiden's Tale. She just watched The Handmaiden.
That movie is very octopoid yeah. in nature. Yes. But yes, Handmaiden's Tale is mm-hmm. pretty fucking good. I
it's better than American Gods then.
100%.
When does Preachers come back?
Late July, June. I think.
Oh, it's not June? I thought it was June.
It's a J month.
Alright, fair enough.
January?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Well, depending on when we end this podcast. Depending on when we end this podcast, uh-huh. we could have a Donald Trump show. House of Cards.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Like, what is it? Oh, okay.
It's on.
I got there in the end.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It took me a while, but yes. I got there in the end.
But pineapples.
Right.
Pineapple!
Unless you still want to talk about Handmaids.
No, no, don't worry.
Okay, cool.
All right. This week, Bojo. See last week's podcast.
Oh. I know Bojo.
He's coming out next year, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Are you going to be there to greet him?
His first concert, if he has one here in Jamaica, I'll go. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg, but I'll go.
Okay, so, you know how when people write articles?
No, I don't know how people write articles.
When people write articles, yeah. and they're talking
they use
about...
Words.
They use words.
All right, cool.
They use words to describe people.
Ah.
And those words tend to be their names, right?
Okay.
And sometimes what they'll do is they'll start off...
Hackerman.
There you go. They'll start off by saying, like, John Brown is the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, they'll start just using their last name. Like, so mm-hmm. Brown said this, right?
Right.
So, and I don't know why this tickles me so much, mm-hmm. but there's a line here in this article about the song that we're about
Banton.
To talk about. Where it says, the Kingston-based Banton is the quintessential dancehall. And... there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No,
but,
there is.
But
because no one has ever referred to him as Banton.
That name is so weird, that last name.
Yeah.
And second of all, I've never heard it said like
it's
that before.
It's never been
it's
said.
Just, it's either Bojo
or
Bojo
Banton. Right.
It's almost like it's those two words have joined themselves together and it is one word. It's so weird to say just Banton by itself.
No one ever says Mr. Daddy. It's Puff Daddy or Puffy. No one has ever said it. Oh, Mr. Daddy says it's never happened. That's bad. But Bojo put out a song called Bogle on the best Jamaican album to ever be released. And
that album is great. Dance out and I go like him, but I skin up him feet like him a poke. God, but poke, poke, and the other for the day. The wickedest dance from out and JA. Poke, you should have seen the youth. Them are the new Jaman and tune them. I play in the street again. You hear new style, new dance, and lick. Sing your hand in the ear, then you rap, then you dip. Move to the jump and make your body tick. Step to the front and come up back quicker. Just new style, when the whole place I do. Rap, poke, dance.
This is quintessential dancehall. Like, if we ever made a dancehall Mount Rushmore, it would be filled with criminals, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have to put Bojo dead center. He's, like we said it last week when we did not want to talk about a much shittier song. But, like, Bojo is, he's so much better than everyone else at it. He finds a way to, he's like he's the lowest denominator. Everybody likes Bojo, and that is a skill that very few musicians have. Like, our most popular DJ at present is in prison, and half of the country despises him. And while the other half would kill the second half to keep him, like, no one has the thing that Bojo, like, Bounty Killer at different points was bigger, Beanie Man at different points was a bigger artist, in terms of overall fan base, at least that's what it felt like. But Bojo was the one person that, like, cut across all lines, and this song it's basically a song about a dance that they've come up with. Bogle is one of our national heroes, and so he had a line where he says, I must see nanny that after I saw Bogle stay, and nanny being another one of the national heroes. So he's like making a joke about how shitty someone is dancing the dance, I guess, and mocking him by calling him another national hero, which is a dick move and something that I do because that's fun. And to have him put that in the song and have the song still flow and have everything come together, that man, like, you know, it took hard work, but it feels like a gift. It feels like he's just able to go into a studio and just, it's just magic. Like, there's no work involved. He, like, can see everyone's reaction as he's doing the song. It's like, yes, this one is perfect. We can release this one. And boy, Bojo Banton's Bogle is, I'm sorry, Banton's Bogle is a work of art. Like, I still enjoy everything about the song. Yeah. What? What's happening? It's not on the album?
You see, I didn't want to say anything, you know. I don't remember this song on the album. And I am searching, and I don't actually see it on this, you see, this fucking
this
album.
This is what happens when you talk to people who edit their albums.
Huh?
This is what happens when you talk to people who edit their music.
Yes, me.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know the song, clearly, mm-hmm. right? It was a pretty huge song at the time. But I do not recall this song being on Till Shy. I just assumed, you know what? Mm-hmm. These guys know what they're talking about. But the more I thought about it, I was like, is it really, though? The only thing that made sense to me was the way the album is structured, right? Is the first half of the album was clearly made with like the intention of being put together and played one after the other, and mm-hmm. it was almost like a perfect set of songs, and they were put together in that order for a reason. And then as the album kind of came to its end, it felt more like, well, I need to fill out the rest of the album, here's a couple of tracks, and I figured, all right, it would probably be one of those last tracks. But it's not.
Mm-mm.
This song is not on this album.
Mm-mm.
Pitchfork has yet again proved that
they're bad at
morons. I mean, I can go downstairs and check the album that I have, and maybe it is international cut or some shit like that. But
I probably just threw it into that album folder,
yeah,
because it was missing from there. Andrew's right. I probably should stop it. I should stop being creative with my albums. It can be purchased on iTunes, Buju Banton's The Early Years, 90 to 95. But that
Banton's The Early Years.
It says Buju Banton. but Pitchfork is really bad at this. They continue to prove that they're shit at their jobs. Nonetheless, this song and Buju in general.
And it is again, so last time we were talking about a song that for bad reasons is kind of like the template for a million songs in dancehall, right? But this song is equally a template for, well, just songs. Some are good and some are bad, but this one is pretty good.
Right.
Where there is almost a subgenre of songs where it's just instructions on how to do a dance. Mm-hmm. And about 56 to 70% of those songs are sung by the energy god himself.
Elephant Man.
Right? So, this definitely, good song. Sure, it can be on the list. Mm-hmm. Buju, at some point, deserves to be on the list. And it's I'm just sad that the songs that I almost think deserve to be on a list from this album probably can't be on this album because they're not really dancehall.
And this song isn't on that album.
Yes. The song isn't on that album.
Because those first two tracks, Till Shiloh and
Till I'm Later.
Oh my gosh.
Is so tremendous.
Good. So good. But again, it's not really dancehall.
It's dancehall reggae, and that's what.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, like if you've ever heard anything about dancehall, you should have heard about Buju. And there's a reason you hear about Buju a lot. Because he's the best.
He's the one that he's made sure that dancehall wouldn't be popular overseas.
Why is that?
He said boom bye bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was
I always associate the kind of big backlash not with that song, but with Shabba.
No, but the thing I always remember people always pointed to was it was Shabba getting big and Buju didn't give a shit, right? He was out here. And then that song became a thing, Shabba being big at the same time. Someone pointed to Shabba and said, "You heard that song, what do you think?" He's like, "Yeah man, I'm right."
He's like, that's absolutely what should happen.
And then that was the end of everything.
Yeah, that was the end of it, yeah.
No, it has to be Ziggy Marley.
Or
Sean Paul.
I'm sorry, what?
Because Give Me the Light.
No, just Give Me the Light.
That's all that's accepted.
Just Give Me the Light. God, I hate Sean. I hate him so much.
Really? And you know, I actually like him. I like most of his music.
You're so wrong.
I equate him to Rihanna. Their music, an objective level, not good. But you know what?
But they're fun Rihanna songs.
Yes, and there are dumb Sean Paul songs.
No, I said fun. Name me some fun Sean Paul songs.
Damon. You realize he doesn't know the difference between dumb and fun, right?
Fair enough.
But they are the same thing.
See?
Hackerman.
That is fun.
Triceracop.
That is fun. It's really stupid. Look, they're overlap. Okay?
Mr. Right.
That's dumb.
Mr. Right.
Dumb. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
And with that, we're going to end this podcast. So, everybody, go and listen to more of these podcasts over on gmreviews.com. You can hear me over at thematinee.ca talk about Out of Sight, a really good Soderbergh movie. And that's about it for us.
I'm high. Douglas is still welcome. Especially for what I did.
How about me? What am I?
You're Andrew.
Oh, sweet. I'm Andrew. All right, cool.
Wait, you forget who you were?
I just wanted to make sure that you knew who I was. Right? Because I don't think you know who you are anymore. It's showtime at Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy. Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I thought warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew
hate two athletes might cake you, but you must have me mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm just so fresh, so clean.
So fresh and so clean.